Listening Live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com. Good morning and welcome to The Love Doctor with your host, Dr. Terry Orbuck. Dr. Terry takes a fresh new approach to love and relationships, backed by research, not by pop culture. Now here's your host, Dr. Terry.
Welcome. This is Dr. Terry Orbuck, The Love Doctor, and you're listening to The Love Doctor Talk Radio Program, the show that gives you the facts about relationships and love. Each week on The Love Doctor Program, we explore a different relationship topic, and today we'll be talking about how to discover your inner wisdom to make better relationship choices. Joining me is Char Margolis, an internationally acclaimed psychic intuitive who has been using her gifts to help people for more than 30 years. She is a much sought-after guest on radio and television shows across the United States and abroad, including Larry King Live, The View, Live with Regis and Kelly, and Dr. Phil, to name just a few. She is also the author of the current book, Discover Your Inner Wisdom, where Char tells readers how to combine intuition with logic so that they are able to better make decisions to attract the people and opportunities they most deeply desire in their lives. It's a pleasure to have her with us this morning. Welcome, Char.
Thank you so much, Terry. I'm excited to be here, and I appreciate that you trust me to talk to your listeners.
Oh, absolutely, and I am so excited to talk with you. I really enjoyed reading your book.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I just say one thing? The introduction was amazing, and I appreciate it. The book is about using logic, common sense, and intuition to make choices, because common sense is important.
Now, what's the difference between intuition, logic, and common sense? Tell us what those terms are.
Let's start with logic. Logic is, you know, the facts. Let's say in a relationship, a guy says, I'm going to call you, and then he doesn't call you. So logically you think, why didn't he call me? Now maybe he was really busy, or a girl says I got to play both sides here. Or a girl says, well, I'll call you, and you know she doesn't call, and you go logically, well, why didn't she call? And then maybe, you know, 2 days later they call and they have some excuse. Okay, now common sense would say, well, you know, that makes sense. Their mom was in the hospital. They were busy running around. They didn't know me that well. And so, okay, I'll give them some slack for that. Then intuition may say, you know what? It doesn't just have to do with mom being sick in the hospital. Intuition says there's a gut feeling that I'm not being told everything. And it's not paranoia. It's just a gut feeling. So then you balance that gut feeling out, and you go, well, you know, I think there's a relationship here. I feel that, you know, they started to tell me about someone that they just broke up with, and it's not a complete break, and they're still not sure about it. So your gut is going to tell you things. So then when your gut comes in, you go, well, okay, is this my insecurity from a past relationship, or is it really a gut feeling that, you know, they're not telling me everything? And then, you know, as you go through the relationship, the universe will tip you off about it intuitively anyway. The universe will you know, give you signs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even to the fact that the universe may invite you to, or somewhere in your life, you're invited to a woman's, you know, a girl's luncheon, or a man's at a sporting event, and they see a friend who knows this person you're dating, and they start giving you information about that person. And it's either supportive of your relationship with them or not.
And so what you're arguing, and right? That we have to use all three. We have to use the logic, the facts.
Yeah.
We have to use common sense and
right.
our gut level feeling in order
right.
to make better decisions.
Right. It helps us understand because, and the other thing is to be patient because there isn't always an immediate answer. You know, when you think about relationships, everybody has baggage from past relationships. Everybody has fears and insecurities and also good things and losses. There's always a loss. So when there's a breakup, so, you know, even if it's a death, it's a loss. So some people, you know, emotionally and psychologically need to get through that so they can come to terms with the moment, the relationship in the moment, and how to work at it together to make it a good one.
Mm-hmm. And so now, if I read your book correctly, though, Char, in what you're saying, though, that most of us, when we make decisions in our relationships, may use logic and may use common sense, but we're not tapping into our intuition, or we're not...
Well, no, I think that people do tap into their intuition, but they don't always understand what it is. It's this gut-level feeling that says, you know, this, you know, you can meet someone and go, wow, this is really a purely good, honest soul. This is someone I can trust. Your gut tells you that.
Right. But yet I might not go with that person or decide to have a...
Or, well, you know, if your gut is telling you that, you should give the guy a chance or the girl a chance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody's going to be perfect.
Right.
None of us are perfect. But some of us, you know, come close. And if two people are willing to work at the relationship, you know, there's no one pill that's going to cure it all or fix it all or make it right. It takes two people to really put time and effort and love into it and then use all these other factors to move forward with it. Like, when you're tuned in, can I just say one thing? When you're tuned in to that person you love, you can feel things about them. You just, because love is the bridge, actually, that connects us to the spirit world. Love is the bridge that connects us to, you know, love never dies. It's the bridge that connects us to our loved ones on the earth. And when you feel someone and you feel their energy and you feel their love, there's ways that, when you really are connected, that you can really, there's a language that goes on that's not even spoken. Like there's actions that you do something for them and go, oh, thanks, I was just about to get up and get that.
But how do I sense or tune into my partner's or someone else's energy and decide that what I'm really experiencing or what I'm really feeling is correct?
Well, you know, sometimes it's by, you know, just doing it and knowing if it's right or wrong or if it's successful or not. But you know, there's nothing more special than caring about someone else and feeling their energy. You know, it depends what stage of the relationship you're in as well. And, you know, sometimes in a relationship, you'll meet somebody and you'll, you know, I've been told, I don't know if this is true, you're the doctor, maybe you know, I've been told that on a first date, you'll hear more things about that person than you will in the next 6 months. Is that true?
Actually, sometimes I encourage people not to do that, though.
I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
Right, right.
I've been told this,
mm-hmm.
And you know, it has to do with us being good listeners, and it also has to do with us hearing what the words are and also feeling what's not being said and what is being said.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to do with us being confident in ourselves and being balanced and wanting to be in the relationship, and then communicating with this person on a gut level as well. Like, you know, you may go shopping with somebody for the first time, and they may be going through the motions, but you can see they're not really happy. They don't like shopping.
Right.
But they're doing it for you. But you can sense it. You know, without that, but they might not want to tell you because they don't want to hurt your feelings.
Mm-hmm. So now, what does that have to do with intuition then? Why?
Well, intuition has to do with feeling people's feelings, and it has to do with messages given to you that are not verbal. Or maybe you get a feeling about someone, and then they say, you know, they might, the girl might say, you know, I had an abortion, and the guy may have been thinking that all along. Well, they have a problem with kids, and or they're afraid to have kids, or they're sad when they see children, and maybe the first thing that comes to them is, wow, maybe this girl had an abortion. Mm-hmm. And then time proves, as they get to know each other, that, yeah, this was an issue. I had an abortion, and now either I can't get pregnant or can get pregnant. And there's thoughts come into all of us about each other. And it's an all-knowing feeling. It's this gut feeling that you know is right. Just as if you're doing math and you write 2 + 2 = 4. You feel it. You know that makes sense. It feels right instinctively.
And we only have a few more minutes before we have to take a break, Char, but are you also saying that maybe we're not trusting then that feeling, that intuition
enough?
Well,
I feel most people, everyone is intuitive, but not everyone listens to it, owns it, and then acts upon it. When I was on Rachel Ray, she said to me, well, what's the one thing that, you know, you can give my audience? And I said, well, not only when you have that intuition and you feel it, be brave enough to act upon it. And when we get back from the break, I'll give some tips about the 4 C's that can help you remember how to use your intuition.
Okay. Perfect. So 4 C's.
Yeah, the 4 C's. I'll explain it when it's courage, confidence, commitment, conquer. We'll talk about it when we get back.
Okay. Sounds great. Well, we actually then have to take a short break right now. You're listening to Dr. Terry Orbach, host of the Love Doctor program. My guest today is Char Margolis. We will continue our discussion when we return on how to discover your inner wisdom. Stay tuned and get the facts. We will be right back.
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com. What does it take to have fulfilling relationships with love partners, family members, and friends? According to Dr. Terry Orbach, better known as the Love Doctor, it takes practice, patience, and thoughtfulness. Dr. Terry knows, having listened to the questions and problems of thousands of people over the past 20 years, the Love Doctor's new, helpful, easy-to-follow 3-CD set is a must-have for anyone who wants to improve, strengthen, and enhance their romantic relationships. Check out our seminars, national speaking engagements, relationship books, and private one-on-one relationship coaching sessions. Log on to drterrytheLoveDoctor.com. That's drterri, theLoveDoctor.com. And discover expert advice and practical tips that you can use and apply right away to make your relationships healthier and more fulfilling. Dr. Terry's smart, compassionate approach to relationships is a welcome prescription for all matters of the heart. That's drterrytheLoveDoctor.com.
Citizens of America, this is a message from feedthepig.org. Americans spent more money than they earned in 2005. This is the first negative savings rate in the U.S. since the Great Depression. America, we must start feeding the pig. On the 1st and the 15th, we must pay ourselves before we pay anyone or anything. We must make a budget. Even consider cutting up a credit card. Log on to feedthepig.org today. Find the benefits of saving for every stage of life. Brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
If you want to put the pep back in your step, Chad Lafferty says just what you're looking for. Dance is life. Life is dance.
It's only about dance.
It's about moving through life with style, gaining awareness of the never-ending, ever-flowing movement that accompanies all of life's activities. Dance is life. Life is dance. Broadcast every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Radio Network. Be sure to tune in and tap into the limitless healing that dance can provide.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Thank you for starting your morning out with the Love Doctor, Dr. Terry. If you have a question or need advice from the Love Doctor, you can email Dr. Terry at questions at drterrytheLoveDoctor.com, and you'll get your questions answered live on the air. That address again is questions at drterrytheLoveDoctor.com. Now, back to Dr. Terry.
We're back. This is Dr. Terry Orbach, host of the Love Doctor program on Voice America. For those of you who just joined us, my guest today is world-renowned psychic intuitive Shar Margolis. In her new book, Discover Your Inner Wisdom, Shar shares her special gifts by teaching us, the readers, how to tap into our intuitive powers to make the wisest choices in life and obtain more love, money, and success. For more information, by the way, on Shar or her book, please visit her website at shar.net, C-H-A-R.net. Now, Shar, before we get to the four C's, tell us what a psychic intuitive means. That's how you define yourself, correct?
Yeah, a psychic intuitive is somebody who is able to connect to energies and understand a level of communication with people and also the spirit world, and tap into knowledge that can help themselves or their loved ones to understand what's going on in life, to make it a better life, to help prevent problems, to help attain goals. Like, you know, all of us have feelings. Like, you know, my child is dating this person, and I don't have a good feeling about it. I don't think that they're a good influence on my child. And so time proves after the relationship is over that you were right about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I read for people for, you know, I can't even tell you how many people, and some people even close to me, where the mother said to their son, that girl's not right for you. I don't have a good feeling about it. And they end up getting married, and then the girl ends up, you know, stealing money and cheating on him.
Right.
There's definitely mother's intuition, father's intuition. So when you're a psychic, I believe we're all psychic intuitives, but it's just learning to understand that unspoken language that you feel and that you connect to. Now, on the other hand, there are spirits in the spirit world, I feel, that guide and protect us. And that we all have an ability to connect to. And they will show us signs of either support of a situation or warnings of a situation. in relationships as well. And, you know, sometimes it just may be, boy, you know, mom is, I'd like to know if this person I'm falling in love with is the right person for me. And then you end up hearing your parents' song that, you know, they danced to at their wedding. Well, that's kind of a sign, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, out of nowhere, that song happens, you know, you turn on the radio, it happens to be that song on. Or you're driving a car and you say, boy, how do I know this person's the right person for me? And all of a sudden, you know, you see a billboard that says, you know, the love of your life or something like that with two people, you know, getting engaged or something. So things like that happen all the time.
That's a sign or a signal. And when you have
and
you help people understand those signs or signals.
Yeah, because it's being aware of, you know, I think Oprah calls them God signs.
Right.
You know, everybody's got their own name and feeling for them,
mm-hmm.
or their own identity for them. But when we're in sync with our lives, we are guided, we are protected. So it has to do with us, you know, it has to do with us tuning in on people and feeling their energy and knowing that we're connected with them.
Mm-hmm. And that's that when you said love never dies, that's what you're talking about, that
yeah.
person that we love is still there even though they're not present.
Right.
Right.
But, you know, I'm talking about two different things. I'm talking about a deceased loved one guiding you.
Right.
And I'm talking about the love between two people in a marriage or relationship. So what I'm saying is that our loved ones in the spirit world will tip us off. I mean, you know, if you were daddy's girl and your dad's in heaven and you want a sign from him, eventually you'll get one. You may not get it exactly when you ask for it,
mm-hmm.
but eventually something will come that will be, wow, that's a sign. Like, it could even be that you're going to, you know, you ask for a sign from your dad and nothing happens, and then you happen to be going through some, you know, boxes in your basement and you come across a letter that was, you know, that either your dad wrote to you or that he wrote to your mom or something that helps verify exactly what you were asking about. You know, is this the person I can trust in my life? Is this the right person? And when I talk about the four C's, as I said earlier,
yes.
Need to have the courage, confidence, commitment to conquer our intuition. You know, because it's intangible and it has to do with feelings, it you have to have the courage to accept it, the confidence to know that you are being guided, that you are intuitive, that you are being led in a way to help you, a commitment to trying to figure this out, because it comes in a symbolic way many times. It doesn't always come right away. And, you know, it can even be you're asking your dad for a message and then you dream about him that night. And the message may not be exactly what your answer is, but it's symbolic of what the answer is. So courage, confidence, commitment, and then conquer it. Then you conquer whatever it is in life you're wanting to obtain. And if it's right for you, if it's the healthy thing for you, if it's the most positive thing to balance your life. You know, some people go into relationships because they're lonely, and they're in abusive relationships, and they just as soon have abuse just to have someone there, instead of finding somebody who's really the kind, loving person that you want in your life, who wants you to grow and that you want to help grow.
Now, can you help listeners figure out how practically to have courage or how to have confidence and commitment and then how...
Well, you know, are you a psychologist?
Yes.
Okay. So I always say to people, you need to be psychologically balanced to really be in tune. And going to a psychologist or a psychiatrist or whoever it is that guides you, or even a religious guidance counselor,
right,
can only help you reflect upon yourself and who and what you are. Now, some people are like the lion in the Wizard of Oz. They're afraid of everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, fear is that four-letter F word, false evidence appearing real. So we have a fear to even begin with of, you know, this goes for anything in life, not just understanding your intuition. It has to do with being involved in relationship. It has to do with, you know, going back to school. It has to do with, you know, becoming a mother or a father for the first time. The courage, the confidence. Now, psychologically, maybe, you know, the person had parents who told them that they would never accomplish anything, so they don't have any confidence. And that's something a psychologist needs to work out, or a person needs to work out psychologically to own their power of confidence. Because when you're confident, I mean, imagine being a surgeon and imagine needing surgery and your surgeon's not confident to cut you open to take out whatever it is you need to be taken out.
Right.
So the courage, the confidence, the commitment to understanding this intuition, the commitment to wanting to know what it all means, and in love and everything else in your life. And then when you put those three together, you conquer the power, and the results show you that you can accomplish all that you want, or all that you need to know. Now, sometimes the answer is, boy, logic, common sense, and intuition tells me, well, you know, let's say here's a person you fall in love with. Well, logically, they're a good person. They're kind, they're considerate. But you notice that every so often, as soon as they walk in the house, they need a drink.
Right.
So, okay, well, once, twice, three times a drink, but, you know, they're going to, you know, your niece's birthday party, and they still need a drink. So common sense is saying, maybe this person has a drinking problem.
And that could be logic as well, correct?
It could be logic as well, but you don't know for sure, because how can you accuse somebody of something you don't really know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the common sense starts telling you, maybe they have a drinking problem. Then, after, you know, 6 months or a year, you're going, well, you know, logically, my common sense was right. And then the intuition part is, okay, well, they're really a good person. How much do I love them? Are they worth going to Al-Anon for? Are they worth trying to accept this problem? And do I love them enough to work it out with them? Or, more important, do they love themselves enough to want to stop drinking?
And that's the intuition part. So that's a good example of all three working, and examples or practical examples in a relationship.
Right, because think about it. You fall in love with somebody. You know, it's falling in love is as high as it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just the feeling of being in love and being adored.
Right. And that it's that that's really good feeling, that really good feeling.
Yeah.
Now, one of the questions I want to ask you when we return from a break is a question that you get asked frequently that you wrote about in your book, and that is that notion of meeting a soulmate and whether or not we will ever meet a soulmate and whether or not our relationships are sort of predestined as well. So if we could talk about that when we return, that would be great.
Let's do that. That's a good idea.
It's a good question. I get it all the time as well.
Let's do it.
Well, we actually have to take a short break right now. Then you're listening to Dr. Terry Orbach, host of the Love Doctor program. My guest today is Shar Margolis. So we'll continue our discussion when we return. Stay tuned and get the facts. We will be right back.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Hello, my name is Ella, and I've been cursed. My stupid fairy godmother gave me the gift of obedience when I was a baby. This means I have to do what anybody tells me, even if I don't want to do it. I need to break this curse before somebody makes me do something terrible. My name is Ella, and I need to take control of my life. Explore new worlds. Read my story in the novel Ella Enchanted by Gail Carson Levine. For other great book ideas, visit your local library or log on to literacy.gov. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
What does it take to have fulfilling relationships with love partners, family members, and friends? According to Dr. Terry Orbach, better known as the Love Doctor, it takes practice, patience, and thoughtfulness. Dr. Terry knows, having listened to the questions and problems of thousands of people over the past 20 years, the Love Doctor's new, helpful, easy-to-follow 3-CD set is a must-have for anyone who wants to improve, strengthen, and enhance their romantic relationships. Check out our seminars, national speaking engagements, relationship books, and private one-on-one relationship coaching sessions. Log on to DrTerryTheLoveDoctor.com. That's DrTerryTheLoveDoctor.com, TheLoveDoctor.com, and discover expert advice and practical tips that you can use and apply right away to make your relationships healthier and more fulfilling. Dr. Terry's smart, compassionate approach to relationships is a welcome prescription for all matters of the heart. That's DrTerryTheLoveDoctor.com.
In the spirit of Have Couch, Will Travel, Dr. Carol Lieberman creates a haven of sanity in an increasingly insane world. Each day we are bombarded with news of events that have never crossed our wildest nightmares. Society is spiraling out of control and everyone is reeling from it. But now there's an answer. The best way to keep sane in this insane world is to tune in to Dr. Carol's Couch on Voice America. Dr. Carol, a certified media psychiatrist, will broadcast live from her Beverly Hills office every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Call or log in and get help with whatever is sending you reeling whenever you need a soothing voice to calm and advise you. That's Dr. Carol's Couch every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on America's Voice, VoiceAmerica.com.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com. Thank you for starting your morning out with the Love Doctor, Dr. Terry. If you have a question or need advice from the Love Doctor, you can email Dr. Terry at questions at drterrytheLoveDoctor.com, and you'll get your questions answered live on the air. That address again is questions at drterrytheLoveDoctor.com. Now, back to Dr. Terry.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Terry Orbach, host of the Love Doctor program. I want to remind listeners that I do want to hear from you. So if you have questions or comments about today's topic or need relationship advice in general, please email me. My email address is questions at drterrytheLoveDoctor.com. And that email address, again, is questions at drterrytheLoveDoctor.com. thelovedoctor.com, and I do answer your questions. Today, we've been talking to world-renowned psychic intuitive Shar Margolis. And again, you can learn more information about Shar, her book, and her other appearances at Shar.net. Shar, when we left for a break, we were talking about a soulmate and the question that you often get asked about whether or not I'm ever going to meet my soulmate, or should I be looking for a soulmate? How do you answer that question?
Well, it's a good question. And I feel a soulmate is someone who helps our soul to grow. So I don't always necessarily know that, you know, I do think that eventually there's that one soulmate that is our other, you know, the other piece of our puzzle.
Right.
The missing piece of our puzzle. And I do feel that this exists. However, many people have an opportunity to find their soulmate, but they're not always on the mission to do so. Because, you know, we logically need to put effort into, you know, dating and meeting people and having, you know, being brave enough to pursue this. And I feel that some people have different soulmates. And when I say it's somebody who helps your soul to grow, maybe the love of someone's life, it was at age 14 or 15.
Right.
And they really have a really deep connection, but their immaturity level is such where they needed to go to high school, they needed to go to college, you know, somebody was sexually attracted to someone else, they cheated on them, whatever it is, they grow apart. And in some cases, you know, there have been a lot of people who come back together after being married and having children after 30 years. Now, then there are those people who you meet who are a kind of a soulmate, who help you understand what loving is and what a relationship is and how to work at it. But it's kind of like going to school. You know, you go to elementary school, then you graduate, you go to junior high school, then you go to high school, then you go to college. Well, maybe the first person you're romantically involved with is your elementary school. So you learn about it, and maybe it's elementary and junior high. But it's not the completeness of the relationship for you or them. And then the next person you meet will be high school and college. Maybe that's the real soulmate, but everything happens for a reason. So that first person you met helped prepare you for the next one. Because everything happens for a reason in life. And I believe that there's something called karma, where we've known people from past lifetimes, and there's unfinished business. So we have unfinished business to complete with them so we can move forward to the next level. And my feeling is as we grow, we recognize who that soulmate is. Now, some people don't find their soulmate in this lifetime, and sometimes it's just because they don't really want to be in a relationship. Excuse me, they say they do.
Right. Or they haven't developed yet enough, as you're suggesting,
right,
to let that person in or allow that person to help them grow.
Right. And and then some people find their soulmate, and the soulmate dies. And, I mean, I really believe that with my parents. I believe they were soulmates. And I could see that after my dad passed away, and I think my mom lived about 20 years more, 16 years more, something like that, she could have dated. She was, you know, 70 or what, or 70-something. But she didn't want to. She knew that my dad was it, and she had her children, she had her family, and it wasn't necessary. She had so much love in her heart that she knew that was it. Mm-hmm. And they were, you know, they were a match made in heaven.
Right.
So
I liked your definition, though, of a soulmate, someone who, you know, allows us to grow, mm-hmm. or gets our soul to grow or expand.
Right.
Which is
right.
a different definition of soulmate than we're sort of used to, where it's that only one person and no one else matches up, which is the notion that people are really asking when they say, you know, mm-hmm. will I ever meet that person, that one person out
right.
there?
Right.
Or is a more general notion, and it allows us, I think, especially as a psychologist, to say to people, you could even perhaps have different soulmates at different times of your life.
Exactly, because that's the reason. Life is a school, and we're here to learn lessons. That's why we're here. So a soulmate will help you to grow. Your mother may be your soulmate. Your father, it may not. It's not a romantic soulmate,
right.
but it's somebody who's here to teach you to love.
Right. Very. You know, I like that a lot. Even that it doesn't have to be romantic. I like.
No,
that chart.
I mean psychologically. You know, most girls who adored their fathers want a guy like their dad,
mm-hmm.
or a wisdom like their mom.
Right.
You know, everybody's in our lives to teach us lessons, and we're always learning.
And we're always learning, and we also have to trust that intuition.
You have to have the courage and confidence, commitment to conquer
yes.
that entire opportunity. In our lives, and my feeling is that many people do meet their soulmates, but they're not balanced enough to embrace it
at the time.
That's why being psychologically balanced is so important, because you want to be open to having love. What's more important in life? It's life. Love is life.
Right. Now, let me turn, because we're running out of time, to another aspect of what you do and what you talk about in your book as well, Discover Your Inner Wisdom. And that is communicating with people that have passed on or are no
right.
longer with us in this world. How does that work, Char?
Well, as I said earlier, love is the bridge that connects us to the spirit world. And I feel that love never dies. It's an energy. E equals MC squared. So energy has to go somewhere. And when two people are connected with that, it's the most powerful energy of all. You know, my dad used to tell me God is love and love is God and we love you. So there's nothing more powerful than that. And when a loved one passes over to the spirit world, they still love you. They still care about you. They still want the best for you. Now, sometimes in my readings, I'll pick up a name and I'll go, you know, okay, who's Sam? Or I see someone named Sam. I think it's your dad. They'll go, yeah. And I'll go, you know what? He's apologizing. Well, why is he apologizing? Well, he's saying he didn't communicate well enough with you, in his opinion, to prepare you for romance. And now he's apologizing, and now he wants you to be open to the kind of person that you know he would want in your life, or that you know is right for you. You know someone, you know, we're not stupid. Human beings, well, sometimes we are stupid, but we know if somebody is kind and loving or abusive or not.
But how can you communicate, or can we all communicate with those that have
passed? We all communicate, just like I said earlier. You're asking for a sign from your parents, is this the right lover in my life? And all this, and then you go put on the radio and you hear the song that was their song. You go, well, that's a sign.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all the songs that came on the radio, I'm putting that on and my parents' love song is on? That must be a sign.
Now, Shar, how do you respond? We only have a minute left, but how do you respond to critics who say that communicating with the spirit world, it doesn't happen, or it's not correct, or it's not true? We're just talking about coincidences when you pick up a name or chance. How do you respond to those critics?
Well, you know, I'm only here for those people who do believe in this and who want to explore it and who want to have a part in it. People have have the freedom to believe the way they want. I don't care about convincing other people. I only care about doing my job, helping heal people. And, you know, most people that come to me are people who have had glimpses of experiences with their own intuition, or woke up in the middle of the night and saw their deceased parent at the foot of their bed, or their deceased lover at the foot of their bed. I mean, you know, I'm here for those people who are of like mind like that. The other people, it doesn't matter to me. You know, everybody's allowed to their own opinion. But that's the same kind of question, Terry, to say, well, you know, you're a psychologist, and how do you know that, you know, the psychology that you're helping this person with is the right thing? How do you know you're prescribing the right medicine for them? How do you know that you're guiding them into the right place?
Right.
And
I say the same thing that you just said, Shar, that I'm confident with the way that I'm guiding people, but only people who believe in that way and will trust me in that way are people and clients that I want to help as well, because you can't help people or that don't want to be helped or changed.
God helps those who help themselves, okay? Now, what about people who are atheists? What about people who believe in God or don't believe in God? Does that make them bad people?
No.
What if they're the kindest people in the world and all they do is work, you know, in third world countries helping the hungry, but they just don't happen to believe in God because they can't understand why a God would allow all these people to starve to death? Mm-hmm. You know, it's all relative.
It's all relative. Absolutely true.
And, well, so the basis of everything for me is love.
Right.
And that's why it's so great that you are the Love Doctor, because you're helping people connect with that so their hearts can be filled with it.
Thank you. And recognize that love, just like you're saying, and relationships are so important and guide us and affect us and influence us so much in our lives. It has been wonderful, Shar. We are totally out of time. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
I want to say again that I really enjoyed reading your book. I had so many more questions, but I know that listeners also will enjoy your book. So I hope they go.
Well, Discover Your Inner Wisdom, and it actually, in one country, in the Netherlands, it pushed Da Vinci Code down to number 2 for the first time in 2.5 years because it's such a popular book there.
Wow, that is excellent. And you have a television show as well in the Netherlands, correct?
Yeah, I do. I have, like, awards on the wall that I'm looking at for selling so many books.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So wonderful, and also a foreword by John Edward, which I enjoyed reading, and he just was so respectful and praising you and your work and gifts as well.
Thank you. I appreciate John very much. He purely cares about this work as I do. We're comrades.
That is wonderful. Well, thank you again, Shar.
You're wonderful. I enjoyed your interview. You're great. Thank you so much for trusting me to talk to your listeners.
Oh, thank you so much. And listeners, again, for more information about Shar, her new book, her TV program, or other appearances, please visit her website at shar.net. When we return, I will answer your email questions on air, so stay tuned and get the facts. We will be right back.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
What does it take to have fulfilling relationships with love partners, family members, and friends? According to Dr. Terry Orbuck, better known as the Love Doctor, it takes practice, patience, and thoughtfulness. Dr. Terry knows, having listened to the questions and problems of thousands of people over the past 20 years, the Love Doctor's new, helpful, easy-to-follow 3-CD set is a must-have for anyone who wants to improve, strengthen, and enhance their romantic relationships. Check out her seminars, national speaking engagements, relationship books, and private one-on-one relationship coaching sessions. Log on to DrTerryTheLoveDoctor.com. That's D-R-T-E-R-R-I, TheLoveDoctor.com. And discover expert advice and practical tips that you can use and apply right away to make your relationships healthier and more fulfilling. Dr. Terry's smart, compassionate approach to relationships is a welcome prescription for all matters of the heart. That's DrTerryTheLoveDoctor.com.
I will not pass gas on a train. I will not pass gas on a plane. I will not pass gas in my house. I will not pass gas near my spouse. I will not pass gas in polite company, not with my friends nor family. I will not pass gas in a bar. I will not pass gas in a car. I will not pass gas where little ones are, no matter how near or how far. I will not pass gas in your face, because the gas I pass is worse than mace, a silent but deadly cloud of toxic waste. The end. Secondhand smoke contains hydrogen cyanide and other lethal gases, gases that are especially harmful to kids and babies whose bodies are still growing. Don't pass gas. Take it outside. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com. Thank you for starting your morning out with the Love Doctor, Dr. Terry. If you have a question or need advice from the Love Doctor, you can email Dr. Terry at questions@drterrytheLoveDoctor.com, and you'll get your questions answered live on the air. That address again is questions@drterrytheLoveDoctor.com. Now, back to Dr. Terry.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Terry Orbuck, and you're listening to the Love Doctor Talk Radio Program, the show that gives you the facts about relationships and love. Each week, I devote the last segment to answering your questions. So remember, if you have email questions about today's topic or any relationship issue, please email me, and my email address is questions@drterrytheLoveDoctor.com. Now, before we get to answering a listener question today, I want to remind you about my holiday gift, or New Year's gift now, to you, my loyal listeners and friends. Through January 31st, I've reduced the price of my 3-CD set by 50%. And for the same time period, you'll also receive free shipping on any CD purchase. My 3-CD set is called Relationship CPR, Trust, Passion, and Conflict. Listen to all 3 CDs and you will never see your relationship the same. To order this gift, just go to my website, DrTerryTheLoveDoctor.com, and click on the Love Doctor Store. Happy New Year, happy 2009, and healthy relationships to all of you. The question today is from Lila, and she writes, "Dear Dr. Terry, I was recently divorced from my husband of 4 years due to him cheating several times. We divorced in May 2008, and he was remarried in July 08. I was still very much in love with my husband and still am today. He has already separated from his new wife and wants to be a family with me again. I'm so confused about the love I have for him and the hurt that he has caused me. How do I heal from that betrayal, or should I even consider? Dear Lila, first, thank you so much for your question. I appreciate your honesty. I really do understand why this decision is difficult and stressful.
People choose partners for many different reasons, and only you can decide what is best for you and your family. But I suggest you sit down and think about whether this man is best for you based on your answers to the following questions. First, do you see real change in your ex-husband? It is important to understand whether your love for your ex-husband is really love or merely the notion of getting your family back together again. And to figure this out, I encourage you to make a list of the problems in your previous marriage with your ex-husband. Write them down, and then ask yourself, how does this list compare to the specific areas in which your ex-husband has changed? And in fact, does your ex-husband talk to you about how he has changed or why he cheated on you while you were married? Can you recognize real change, or is he promising change if you go back to him? And are the problems in your marriage still apparent? Second question, why now? Sometimes people want objects or relationships that are hard to get or they can't have. But then they have that object or person, and they lose interest very quickly. Why did your husband, ex-husband, decide now that he wants your relationship to work? Is it merely that he is lonely given his recent separation? Or is it that he has truly recognized that he has lost something very valuable, and that very valuable thing is you? In the past, has he merely enjoyed the pursuit of a goal, but then lost interest when he reached that goal? There are many questions to think about here, Lila. Next, another way of revealing how we feel about someone is to ask ourselves, who would we turn to for advice or help in a very stressful situation? So if you had a medical scare or lost your job or a good friend, would you turn to your ex-husband for support and advice? And your answer here is very revealing. Fourth, studies show that similarities are what keep people together in the long term and lead to the most happiness in partnerships. If you're interested in a committed long-term relationship with your ex, ask yourself whether the two of you are compatible, similar in underlying values and beliefs. And finally, Lila, it is often the case that when one partner repeatedly betrays or cheats on another partner, that couple might be well suited for couples counseling, because couples counseling is a good way for the two partners to work on their relationship together. You've been hurt in the past, and a pattern has developed of betrayal and hurt between the two of you. A counselor or therapist can help the two of you work together to heal and to decide your options for the future. Thank you, Lila, for your question. I wish you healthy relationships and much love now and into the future. And let me know how things turn out. And that's it for me this morning. Thank you for listening and spending your morning with me. This is Dr. Terry Orbach, host of the Love Doctor program on Voice America. And remember, we are always able to listen to the Love Doctor program because my programs are archived and can be downloaded as MP3 files. Just log on to voiceamerica.com and type in The Love Doctor. Until next week, I'm Dr. Terry, the Love Doctor, wishing you healthy relationships and much love.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of The Love Doctor with your host, Dr. Terry Orbach. If you'd like to learn more about Dr. Terry's work, visit her website at drterrythelovedoctor.com and plan to spend next Monday morning with The Love Doctor right here on the Voice America channel. We'll see you next week.